In the verse in the review, we're told that these people bring about a similar excuse. They say, well, you know, these poor people, the homeless, the orphans, the beggars on the street, if God really wanted, he could have fed them. I mean, we believe God has everything. God has wealth, power, he has food, he has all of these things, metaphorically speaking, obviously. If God has all of this at his disposal, why doesn't he come down, or why doesn't he send food for these homeless people? If God wanted them to be fed, he could have easily fed them. Why are you telling me to go and feed them? Again, these people are passing the bucket. They don't want to fulfill the responsibility. They don't want to take out of their bank account. They don't want to take out of their personal savings. They don't want to take out maybe the obligatory charities that they have to give in their religion, to give to the needy, to give to the deprived, to give to the homeless. They say, well, they're homeless. Okay, fine. But if God wanted, he could have fed them. Why are you telling me to go and feed these people? You see how people want to always shift the burden to God and to others, even when it comes to helping the less fortunate of the society. A question is posed by Sheikh Mohsin Karati. He says the following question, and it's something for you and I to think about, and hopefully to come up with a sound answer. He poses the following question. Why is it that God himself does not just give the poor people a sustenance, and rather, he has ordered humanity to help them out? This is a very valid question, and I'm sure that has gone through the minds of many people in the past. Why doesn't God just do it? Why doesn't God just solve world poverty? Why doesn't God just solve the wars and conflicts of humanity? Why does he expect us? Why does God let bad things happen? I'm sure we've heard or we've asked many times, why do a million people have to die in a, you know, natural disaster? Why can't God just pick them up and pluck them out and save them? These are all questions that have a valid, there are valid questions, and they have a response. So the question is, why doesn't God just do it? Why doesn't he just feed the people, give them the sustenance they need? Well, this is the answer that Sheikh Mohsin Karati offers in Tafsir An-Nur, and it's something for us to think about as well. He says the following: human growth is in the shadow of forgiveness, sacrifice, generosity, kindness, showing sympathy, conscientiousness, love, cooperation, and affection for one another. If everyone had the same abilities, then there would not remain any grounds for an individual to develop these traits of human perfection within themselves. Nor would there be any grounds for the development of patience, serenity, and contentment for those who have been deprived. In essence, what he's saying is that yes, God can do all of these actions. He can feed the hungry, clothe those who are barren. He can give shelter to those who have nowhere to sleep. But it's through the fact that we have freedom of choice, we have free will, and that these qualities of compassion, of care, of mercy, of forgiveness, of pardon are there to strengthen our own traits of being a better human being, that God doesn't do these. He wants you and I to develop the qualities and characteristics within ourselves. Otherwise, God could do anything he wants to do. But life is an examination, it is a test, it is a trial, it is to see if we can reach to human perfection, whatever level of perfection that is. And if God were to do everything for us, then obviously we would not be able to reach to that level. Right? Consider, as my own personal example, consider the example of a teacher in school. The teacher wrote the exam, the teacher has taught his or her class, the teacher knows the answers to the examination. If a student went to the teacher and said, well, you know all the answers, why don't you just give them to me? It's much easier than me going through this process. Well, the teacher could do it, but it would not be in the benefit of that student. The student would not learn anything. They would go through life passing exams because the teacher gave them the answers, but they could never solve the complex problems of life on their own. And so similarly, we see it in the same way that God could do it, but why do it when this life is meant for you and I to be tested, to train ourselves, to make ourselves at the level of the best of human beings? As we conclude, let us take some points away from this discussion so we can better benefit from the chapter and this verse of Surah Yasin. The first point that we have to realize is that if we were to keep in mind that everything that I have is from God, is from Allah, then it becomes much easier to give it in the way of charity. When I look at my bank balance and all of those zeros after that first number, hopefully if that number is more than a zero, if we look at all those zeros and our massive bank balance and we realize that this is from God, then it becomes easy for me to give the khums, the 20% tax. It makes it easier for me to give charity to an individual, even though I won't get a tax deductible receipt from the institute or charity. It makes it easier for me to see somebody sleeping on the street, a homeless man or woman, as I go to work, and for me to give them $5, $10, because I realize this money is not mine. God gave it to me. I'm holding it in trust of God. And I should be freely giving it to those who are in need around me. Number two is that disbelief or kufr, rejection of God, actually leads to becoming miserly, to becoming a person who is stingy. Because people who believe in God, who submit to God, who worship and follow God would never be cheap, would never be stingy, would never be miserly. They would be open-handed. They would give from what they have because they would realize that whatever they have has been given to them by God. And last but not least, we conclude with this point, is that a person can unfortunately reach to a stage in their own life in which they find disbelief and stinginess to be the norm, and that that becomes the right path for them. They actually praise the fact that they're cheap. They praise the fact that they don't give in charity. And when this happens, they actually find faith and charity and giving to others to be actual deviations, when it's actually the polar opposite. We close and we ask God that we are able to become those who are generous, who give to others who are in need, and that we are able to strengthen and fortify our faith by helping others and doing the job that God expects us to do within society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.